And here we are again, ladies and gentlemen. A week later, a week has flown by. Here we are, August the 16th, 2008. You are listening to the Liberty Hour, and I am, as usual, one of your hosts, Mark Lynn, Cub reporter with American Free Press newspaper. Please check it out on the net at AmericanFreePress.net. And with me is my very good friend and comrade in arms, Phil Turney, survivor of Israel's brutal attack on the USS Liberty 41 years ago. Phil, are you with us?
Yes, I am, Mark. Good morning. How are you doing?
I'm doing good now that I'm on the air with you. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, as usual, our call-in number today is 800-313-9443. Phil, we have an important guest with us today who we are going to bring up after we do our usual business. Why don't you tell the folks who we're having on today?
I will. It'd be my pleasure to, Mark. Thank you. We're going to have a very, very special guest. His name is Philip Giraldi. I hope I said that correctly, but I think I did. Mr. Giraldi is a CIA or former CIA officer, and he has a lot to tell us today. I'm not going to get into what he's going to tell us because I don't want to put words into his mouth, but it's going to be a very, very interesting show. And, Mark, I'll tell you what, we're so lucky to have so many great guests that we get on our show that just seem to come to us, and we're very fortunate and lucky, and I'm very happy we have Mr. Giraldi with us today.
Absolutely. You know, Phil, people may think that we are getting some of these high-profile guests just as a means of trying to boost the show's ratings or whatever, but this is not true. Of course, we have had in the past, and we will have in the future, you know, people out there who are not as high profile as, say, Mr. Giraldi or Mr. McGovern that we had on a few weeks ago. The reason that we're bringing these people on, folks, is because they are experts in their field, and they can speak about these issues that are so important these days better than anyone. And, of course, Mr. Giraldi, who is a CIA officer, as opposed to a CIA analyst who we had on a few weeks ago, Ray McGovern, he's going to tell you some things today based upon his professional viewpoint that all of us need to take heed to, because we are definitely sailing into some very, very dangerous waters these days, folks, especially with this situation taking place with Russia and Georgia. Of course, anybody who's been listening to this show and some of the other programs on RBN can attest to the fact that this has been a subject that has been brought up many times. So this is partly what we're going to talk about today, and, of course, bring this thing full circle with discussion of the Liberty. Of course, there's all kinds of Liberty news in the news these days. If you remember, last week we had on some of the crew of the SS Liberty, a civilian humanitarian boat that is going to be setting sail from Cyprus to Gaza to try to break through the Israeli blockade of Gaza to bring these folks some much-needed humanitarian relief. And the story of them in their trip made Israeli press this past week. Jerusalem Post ran a story talking about what they were planning to do and whatnot, and we were very gratified to see that the Post mentioned the ceremony that is going to take place prior to the ship departing, where 34 long-stemmed roses are going to be cast into the Mediterranean Sea in remembrance of the 34 brave American sailors who were executed on June 8, 1967 by America's only ally in the region, Israel, deliberately killed. So, as we said, there's a lot in the news, a lot to talk about. After the break, we will do our usual business and bring up our guest, and there's the music indicating we are going to that break. So everybody stay tuned. We will be back in just a few minutes with Philip Giraldi. Stay tuned.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
Do you ever forget why you walked into a room or where you put the car keys? Do you feel like you might be slowing down mentally? That could be a sign that the brain is aging. Our brains control nearly every function of our body, including our ability to learn, remember, and concentrate. Sadly, as we age, our brain cells begin to die off. We may lose 30 to 50,000 a day. In youth, brain cells are protected by special proteins, but these proteins become depleted as we age. University scientists in Wisconsin found a unique calcium-binding protein in jellyfish that can protect brain cells. Prevagen is the only all-natural replacement source for these proteins. Studies show that Prevagen can reduce brain cell loss by up to an astounding 50%. Side effects? The only kind reported are the ones you want, like a healthier brain, a sharper mind, and clearer thinking. Find out more by visiting our website at Prevagen.com. You can also purchase Prevagen by calling 888-814-0814. That's Prevagen.com or 888-814-0814. Call today for a special offer from Prevagen.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go for the first hour of the two-hour show, the Liberty Hour. And my name is Phil Turney, survivor of the USS Liberty attack by the governor of Israel, June 8, 1967. First of all, I'd like to start out the show by this morning saying thank you, Mr. Stat Miller, for having us on, and RBN, and all your great sponsors, and everybody out there. Please listen to the commercials very carefully, and if you so choose, your heart desires, please go ahead and, buy something from these people. That's what keeps us on the air. We certainly appreciate it. And Manny, of course, our producer in there, keeping all the phone calls going and everything like that. So I will, with that being said, I'll go ahead and let you know a little bit about myself. As I said, I'm a Liberty survivor. I speak only for myself. I don't speak for other survivors, the Liberty Veterans Association, or anybody affiliated with them. My words are my words and my words only. But I do want to tell you that on June 8, 1967, the attack on our ship, USS Liberty, in international waters was a war crime. None other since World War II. The government of Israel machine gunned our life rafts as we were trying to put our most seriously wounded in them, which is a terrible war crime. They shot at our firefighters and stretcher bearers. They opened up a hole on our ship with a torpedo. You could put a house into it. There were over 800 cannon and rocket holes in our ship. thousands of armor-piercing bullets used to try to blow up the boilers and destroy all mankind aboard that ship. And if that wasn't enough, they dropped napalm on us to burn us alive. And as we thought the attack was over, it certainly wasn't. They sent troop helicopters over to finish us off. If it wasn't for an incorrect message that help was on the way, they would have boarded our ship, murdered the rest of us, and scuttled the ship. No one would have been the wiser. We suspect Egypt would have been blamed for it. And, of course, then we would have gotten into the war. Who knows what would have happened then? I just want you to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that the government of Israel did not just attack our flagship in international waters. They attacked you. They attacked the United States of America. And if you don't get that, you better get it soon, because Israel, with the dominated Congress they have at the United States, are taking us down the primrose path. And if we don't stop it soon, we are going to be in more trouble than we ever thought, possibly even a nuclear war. Now, before I hand this over to Mark, I have a letter here from Senator John McCain. It was written in May 2nd, 2000. Now, Senator McCain never would write me back, but he did write one of our associate members and honorary crewman, Richard Smucker. And it'll just take me a second to read it, but it plays into what's going on today. And it reads as follows. Dear Mr. Smucker, thank you for contacting me concerning your request for a follow-up investigation of the June 8, 1967 attack on the USS Liberty. After contacting the U.S. Navy regarding your request, they have provided me with a declassified summary of events from the U.S. Navy Court of Inquiry, which I have enclosed. Please note that the original Court of Inquiry was ordered and reviewed by my father, Admiral John S. McCain, and this is as a side note, I'm just saying this, John S. McCain Jr. was eyeball deep in this cover-up, so I don't take that very seriously, just what he said there. Then he goes on to say, I believe the United States government has thoroughly investigated this incident. He calls the murder of American sailors on the high seas an incident is a disgrace. To the best of my knowledge, there has been no new evidence presented to support reopening the investigation. That's a lie. Ward Boston has come out, one of the investigating officers, and said, hey, it was a whitewash, the whole thing. And I'll go on. Please know that nothing is more important to me than supporting these Americans who have and are wearing the uniform in service to their country. Furthermore, I assure you that political contributions have never influenced my views on public policy, legislation, or investigation. Finally, he says, and this is the most important part, it is a very sad testimony to the widespread cynicism with which Americans view this government that you believe that I would hesitate for a moment to demand a full investigation of this matter because of any political or special influence. Well, Mr. Senator, if you think there was cynicism back in 2000, you better look at what's going on in 2008, because there's a heck of a lot more cynicism now, and I think your letter is totally disgusting. And if you really believe that that there is not enough evidence to bring up an investigation, which we never did have, by the way, well, we've got the evidence now, and I challenge you and your word to investigate the murder of American sailors on the high seas. Mark, I've run my mouth enough. Let's get our guests going, and you take over, please.
Okay. First of all, Phil, you did an excellent job outlining this. And the fact that McCain, who at least at this moment appears to be both the presumptive Republican nominee for the party and as well probably president himself, the fact that he would react in such a way to these charges, who does he think he is? You know, we don't work for him. He works for us. And how dare him take this tone with the American people by saying to us, through this letter to Richard Schmucker, how dare you, blah, 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 blah. Listen, I have read enough, and I haven't been studying this thing for 41 years like you have, Phil. I have read enough of the evidence surrounding this thing to convince me, and I think what should convince any reasonable thinking person, that this investigation into what was an act of war against the people of the United States has not, it was no investigation. This was just a formality in order to make it look like America and her leaders had done what they were required to do, with the end result being that Israel be exonerated in the whole thing. So this is just something to keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, particularly as we are approaching this election season, to keep, which is to keep in mind that these people that we have put in these positions of power, they hold us, they hold our country, all of our loved ones, everything that is dear to us, they hold us in utter contempt. They, as we're going to find out speaking with our guest today, they are in the hands of a foreign power that has attacked America not just once with the attack on the USS Liberty, but many times, which we will go into. And they are, just as the old saying goes, a leopard does not change its spots. They are completely capable of doing this again. Having said that, I'm going to bring up our special guest today, Phil, and it is none other than Mr. Philip Giraldi, who was a former, or who is a former CIA officer. Mr. Giraldi, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Thank you very much for coming on. It is an honor to have you on. Why don't you explain very quickly, Mr. Giraldi, the difference between an analyst and an officer?
Well, an analyst is an officer. I was a what the CIA refers to as a case officer, which is one of your CIA officers who works overseas and recruits and runs intelligence agents. The analyst then takes the information that comes from these agents and produces reports that go to the White House and to Congress.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. So in essence, you know, you were more of a hands-on type guy. You were, in addition to doing the regular analysis work, you were also out there in the field, you know, basically, you know, for lack of better phraseology here, you were doing the work that spies are supposed to do.
That's right. Yeah, I was one of the field officers of the agency who worked in overseas places. I was in Turkey. I was in Italy, Germany, Spain, among others, and basically recruiting sources of information that were providing information that was needed by the U.S. government.
Okay. Now, the reason that I asked you to come on, Mr. Giraldi, is because I ran into a piece of yours recently among your many excellently written pieces, which people can read on antiwar.com, Pat Buchanan's magazine, American Conservative. And in fact, the piece that I most recently read, I believe it did appear in Pat Buchanan's magazine, American Conservative. And I'd like to quote the end part of this as a segue to discussing today's topic. You write, quote, "Some intelligence types are beginning to express concerns that the Israelis might do something completely crazy to get the U.S. involved," meaning involved in this war with Iran. "There are a number of possible false flag scenarios in which the Israelis could insert a commando team in the Persian Gulf or use some of their people inside Iraq to stage an incident that they will make to look Iranian, either by employing Iranian weapons or by leaving a communications footprint that points to Tehran's involvement. Those who argue that Israel would never do such a thing should think again. Israel is willing to behave with complete ruthlessness towards the United States if they feel that the stakes are high enough. Simply witness the attack on the USS Liberty and the bombing of the U.S. consulate in Alexandria in the 1950s. If these people now believe that Iran is a threat that must be eliminated, it is not implausible to assume that they," meaning Israel, "will stop at nothing to get the United States to do it for them, particularly as their Air Force is only able to damage the Iranian nuclear program, not destroy it." So writes Philip Giraldi in the most recent issue of American Conservative magazine in an article that is entitled, "If Iran is attacking, it might really be Israel." Now, Mr. Giraldi, it's one thing for a couple of novices like Phil and me to be saying these things, that Israel would be willing to pull a fast one. It's another thing for somebody like you to do it. Now, there's the music indicating we're going to a break. We will address this topic as soon as we're done. Everybody stay tuned. You don't want to miss this.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue, they starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, for this week's program, the Liberty Hour. We have with us a very special guest, former CIA officer Philip Giraldi. We are talking about his most recent article that appeared in American Conservative magazine, entitled, If Iran is Attacking, It Might Really Be Israel. And basically what Mr. Giraldi is doing, making good on his oath of office he took to defend America from all enemies, foreign and domestic, is that he's saying, look, folks, we're in a very dangerous situation here. We have a desperate player in the Middle East known as Israel who is willing to do whatever is necessary in order to get the United States involved in this war against Iran. And so we need to be a little bit shrewd with whatever may happen and not take the bait offered to us so quickly that maybe it was an Islamic country that did this. Now, Mr. Giraldi, your article could not have come out at a better time, and by that what I mean, in particular, the remarks by Admiral Mullen, chairman of the Joint Chiefs, when he went to Israel early last month and sat down with his counterparts and basically said to them that they don't want to see another USS Liberty Part II. I assume that you're aware of this development. And what I ask you, based upon your experience doing what you did for so long, is Mullen going to Israel and sitting down with very powerful people and saying, this is important that we not do have this thing happen again, an attack on the USS Liberty. Given the fact that these two countries have not really discussed this matter, much at all in these last 41 years, tells me that there was a certain amount of urgency in Mullen bringing this up, and that perhaps America's intelligence services have figured out that there is something looming on the horizon, important enough that Mullen felt it important to cover this topic. What do you have to say about that?
Well, I think your point is well made, that this is significant. I think the Mullen actually delivered two messages. He delivered one message to the Israelis, which was that the United States is in no condition to enter into a third war in Asia right now. And as a corollary to that, he did drop the penny on the USS Liberty, as you say, something that is never mentioned in dialogue between the United States and Israel. And what I think he was doing was he was suggesting to them that, look, we know that you guys are capable of just about anything, and we're going to be aware of that. And if there's an incident in the Persian Gulf involving what appears to be Iranians and the United States, we're going to look at it really hard to see if it really was the Iranians or maybe it was you guys.
Well, let me ask you this, Mr. Giraldi. Given the fact that for the last 41 years, and I believe me, it pains me to say this, I get no pleasure in saying this, I'm just saying it because it is the truth. Other than a small handful of elected officials and a few people, not the least of which was Admiral Moore, may he rest in peace, our former chairman of the Joint Chiefs, other than a handful of people who have stood up and said, listen, this was not an accident, blah, 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 blah. Other than that, all of the rest of the people have basically gone with the flow and not made any waves. So is there any reason for us to expect that now that there is going to be some kind of a change of attitude on the part of our military or intelligence services if indeed Israel does pull a fast one?
Well, I think that what we're seeing is that people in the intelligence business and people, some people certainly at the Pentagon, not all by any means, because as you know, the neocons have pretty heavily infiltrated the Pentagon. But some people at the Pentagon see the dangers in this too close relationship with Israel, which brings with it a lot of dangers and brings with it a lot of potential involvement with people with whom we really have no quarrel. And I think that's essentially what we're seeing. There are people, I believe, maybe for the first time now, that will actually go so far as to resign and go public. I wouldn't want to necessarily say that Mullen would be one of them. I mean, I don't know who precisely who they would be, but I keep hearing from my sources that there are a lot of people who are very unhappy about the way things are being pushed in the Middle East, particularly in terms of pushing for a new war, a war against Iran, and I believe that there would be some pushback.
Mm-hmm. Phil Turney.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Giraldi, and thank you again for coming on our show, and I especially want to thank you for your service to our country, and I'm sure all my shipmates would like to relay that to you also, and it means a lot to us to have you on the show. I know you know a lot about the USS Liberty. First, I'd like to make a comment. Mark mentioned something about Admiral Moore, and I got to know the Admiral quite well and spent a lot of time with him, and he told me when he became the Joint Chiefs Chairman, Mr. Giraldi, that he was so paranoid about leaving any notes or phone calls he would take or try to get out that his handlers from Israel would infiltrate his office, and he was really afraid of leaving any type of notes or anything around. And coming from a four-star flag admiral that's chairman of the Joint Chiefs, I was almost shocked, but he knew back then what was going on, and I just wanted your comments on that, please.
Well, we'll have to wait till after the break, folks. So everybody stay tuned. We'll be right back. You don't want to miss this. I know I say that a lot, but you really don't want to miss this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Do you ever forget names or where you left your glasses? Christine also realized she didn't remember like she used to.
I'm forgetting where things are occasionally, or I go into a room and I'm wondering, now, why am I here?
She often forgot and misplaced things like her keys.
I would spend so much time looking for things like that, and I just would assume that was just a part of aging.
Then she discovered Prevagen. Special proteins in our brain responsible for keeping cells alive that control learning and memory are depleted with age. Now there's a new option to replace these proteins, Prevagen. If your ability to remember is fading with time, try all-natural Prevagen, PrevaGen.com. That's Prevagen.com.
And I find that in my business, I'm able to focus on the tasks at hand.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Prevagen, call 888-814-0814.
And so I'm not as forgetful, and it's really helping me that way.
Call 888-814-0814.
Hi, I'm Ayala Jags. I'm in business just like you. I spend a lot of time on my cell phone, and I'm very concerned about the potential dangers of cell phone radiation, and you should be too. I found dozens of studies from around the world linking cell phone use to everything from skin conditions to brain tumors. It's shocking, it's scary. Numerous products claim to block cell phone radiation, but do they really? Then I found the Wave Shield. It's the only shielding device that has survived rigorous testing in FTC-listed lab and is proven to block up to 97% of cell phone radiation from entering your sensitive inner ear. The Wave Shield is easy to apply, it fits almost every phone, and it really, really works. Don't take chances. Protect yourself, protect your family. The Wave Shield is only $19.95. Take just a moment. Call and order your Wave Shield right now. The evidence is growing. Why take a chance? Protect everyone you love. Call now.
866-989-9147.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go for the second hour of the Liberty Hour. And again, our very fine host, our very fine guest and host, too, Mark Glenn, with American Free Press, and our guest, Philip Girardi, former CIA agent or a field officer. And Mr. Giraldi, again, sir, did you hear my last question, sir?
Yeah, I did. Your question was basically, you said that Admiral Moore felt that basically he was being spied upon when he was at the Pentagon by the Israelis. Well, I mean, there's actually quite a bit of evidence for the Israelis having penetrated the phone systems at both the White House and the Pentagon during those years. And, of course, the Israelis more recently have had a lot of, shall we say, friends in the Pentagon, people like Paul Wolfowitz and Doug Feith. And there are very credible reports that Israeli military officers and civilians had pretty much free access to the Pentagon while those people were there. They didn't even have to sign in. They basically were able to go from office to office, and the presumption is that that they had a very privileged status, more privileged status than either you or I would have as American citizens.
Very interesting, and I kind of figured your answer would be in those lines, and I was kind of wondering, sir, with all your experience with the CIA. Did you fellas get the same feeling within your own organization that perhaps this was happening? Did you also?
Well, the intelligence, of course, is a little different in that you are, you know, you're compartmented. You don't necessarily work very closely with other intelligence services in most cases. The Israelis, however, always had a special relationship with our elected officials more so than government professionals. Government professionals, particularly in intelligence, would have been very skeptical of any relationship with the Israelis because we all realize that the Israelis would manipulate the relationship and the situation to their advantage. And the Israelis have found it more fruitful to go through our elected officials. Even going back to the case of the USS Liberty, it was Lyndon Johnson, basically, that refused to come to the assistance of the Liberty. Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that was the case. And here you have, you know, a democratically elected president representing the American people who refuses to come to the assistance of an American vessel in trouble, which is being attacked by another country, and then goes to the extent of covering up for that other country.
I agree totally, and I'll ask you one more question, sir, and then I'll let Mark take it back over. But in your experience and just your own thoughts, for instance, sir, if we would have gotten help from our country as we should have, and they would have taken care of the Israelis as they should have, in kind what they did to us, what do you think the outlook of our country would be right now, 41 years later, if we would have taken care of this problem back then?
Well, I tell you one thing, we wouldn't be involved in totally senseless wars in the Middle East. We wouldn't be involved right now at this moment in a totally senseless confrontation with Russia over a country in which we have no horse or no interest whatsoever, but which the Israelis seem to have a considerable interest in for business reasons and other reasons. I don't know if you're aware of it, but the Georgian Minister of Defense is an Israeli. They have been selling equipment to the Georgian government that the U.S. taxpayer is paying for. You know, this is a repeated pattern, which I think maybe if the Liberty had gone the other way, we wouldn't be seeing.
Okay, sir, I have to ask one more question. I'm sorry, Mark.
Don't worry about it.
It tempts me to ask you, sir, about with the USS Liberty. Right now, today, on Saturday, is the USS Liberty a Pandora's box that can help this country get back on its feet and make the people see that what really is going on is a trick by, let's say, by our own government, the people that are kneeling down to the Israeli government at this moment? I mean, it seems to me if the USS Liberty would come out in truth, that we could possibly save our country.
I think if there were a serious investigation at long last over what happened to the Liberty, and you and I know that the facts are very clear on this. There is no ambiguity. There was no mistake or anything like that. There's a lot of evidence coming from NSA and other sources to indicate that this was a deliberate attack in which the Israelis tried to kill every person on board and sink the ship, and the presumption is that they would have blamed it on Egypt. And I think if there were ever were to be a serious investigation bringing out all these facts, it would be, I think, it could well produce a major shift in terms of how the American people perceive the Israelis, because everything the American people read in the media about Israel is positive.
Thank you, sir. Mark, go ahead, please.
Mr. Giraldi, going back just a second to something that you said, these senseless wars, reading between the lines, in addition to something that you said before the break before, which was, you know, that we have no business being over there, you know, what that tells me is that we have no quarrel with these people. Now, having said that, and by these people, I'm talking about these Middle East countries. And for those of you out there who, you know, maybe going through this tearing of robes and gnashing of teeth over me saying that, the fact of the matter is the history of it is that these people, meaning these Middle East countries, you know, they went to us almost 100 years ago when they were about to achieve their freedom, their independence from the Ottoman Empire. And they came to the United States with a hand of friendship and said, listen, we want to be like you. We want to remodel our societies along your model. We want freedom. We want prosperity, all of these things. And the United States basically slapped their offer away and said, no, well, we're sorry, but we're going to have to side with this little experiment over here known as Israel. And so what I'm asking you, Mr. Giraldi, is this. With everything going on right now, we know that Iraq had nothing to do with 9/11. This whole search for weapons of mass destruction has been a big goose egg, obviously. Do you believe that all of the news that we're getting about Iran and her supposed desire to build a nuclear weapon, that this is all fabricated as well?
Well, certainly the information coming from Israel is fabricated. The Israelis are maintaining that Iran is about to turn a corner and will have a nuclear weapon in no time. But U.S. intelligence doesn't believe that. The British don't believe that. The Germans don't believe that. Nobody believes it but Israel. So, yeah, the information is being fabricated, no question about it. And also I might add that the neoconservatives and their friends in Congress are constantly looking for other reasons to attack Iran, and they're constantly trotting out the this argument that the Iranians are arranging and supporting attacks against our troops in Iraq. I've looked very carefully at the evidence for this, and while there certainly is some Iranian involvement in Iraq, I mean, they're neighbors, they have close political and religious ties, the evidence that the Iranians are actively supporting attacks on our troops does not exist.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. I know we are bombarding you with lots of questions here, but we want to squeeze as much juice out of this orange as possible in the short amount of time we have here. Zippy Livni, who is the basically the equivalent of our Secretary of State for Israel, a former Mossad agent herself, she was quoted saying something last year in a news report that appeared in Israeli press, that she did not believe that Iran was trying to develop a nuclear weapon, and that if Iran had a nuclear weapon, that Iran would never use it against Israel or the United States. Now, of course, this got no play whatsoever, because basically she is refuting what her own government and propaganda machine is trying to spew out. What I'm asking is this. Is Israel really that worried about Iran developing the nuclear weapon? I mean, after all, we have Pakistan that has, at least that we know of, 70 nuclear weapons. They have not wiped Israel off the map. They have not attacked Europe. They have not attacked the United States. Does Israel really believe Iran's trying to develop a weapon? And if they do believe this, are they worried that Iran would use it? And if not, then what is the real aim at trying to get the U.S. to attack Iran, if all of this is not true?
Well, all right, let's parse that, because it's a complicated question. I would say that the Tzipi Livni statements that you quoted are correct. The Israeli media reported it in detail. She clearly does not believe Iran is a threat, and that it is not even clear to her that Iran is seriously trying to develop a nuclear weapon. But the fact is that many Israeli politicians and many Israeli ideologues of various types probably do believe Iran is trying to develop a nuclear weapon and is therefore a threat. Now, I would think that because Iran is a regional major power in the same area that Israel's in, the Israelis see Iran as a competitor, as a threat on certain levels. The solution to this problem for the Israelis is, because they can't really do anything about it, is to get the United States to attack Iran, to eliminate any kind of sense that Iran could ever potentially be a threat against Israel. I think that's what we're seeing. They would prefer that the United States do their fighting for them. And I think that the Israelis, sure, they do see Iran as a potential threat, certainly as a serious competitor in the region. And this is a way to get a solution to that problem. Have the United States do it for you.
Well, Mr. Giraldi, I hate to sound like Chicken Little, and I hate to sound so conspiratorial-minded, but what I've got gnawing in the back of my mind is this. With the United States stretched as she is militarily, both in Iraq and Afghanistan, given the fact that our economy, I mean, you have to have a first-world economy in order to be able to sustain a first-world war. Okay? And now Israel is pressing, knowing full well that we can't, you know, we've already got all of these, you know, you see these guys who juggle these chainsaws in the air as like a circus act. And we're already juggling a couple of chainsaws. And now she wants to throw a huge chainsaw into the mix with Iran. And now also, as you pointed out before, Israel's involvement with arming Georgia and basically getting this war started between Georgia and Russia, and the rhetoric coming out of the neocon press at the New York Times and other places, that Israel would like to see the United States going to war against Russia. Now, what all this adds up to me is that Israel wants to see the United States sink to the bottom of the sea in terms of being a world power in much the way that she saw or wanted to see this take place with the attack on the Liberty. Now, what do you say about that?
Well, I don't know. I think that might be going too far. Israel relies on the United States for too much, relies on the United States for billions of dollars every year apart from anything else. But I think that the Israelis play their own very complicated games in terms of how they position themselves and what they do, and they are very interested in the United States basically backing them up on all these games that they're involved in. The whole thing in Georgia, I mean, you know, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense, except the Israelis are making a lot of money out of it. So, you know, suddenly you have them making a lot of money, they're involved in what looks like a war, and as you say, the neocons have jumped into this thing, all attacking Russia, even though Russia was the one that was attacked by Georgia. I mean, you talk about turning things on their head. But I think the Israelis are playing kind of very complicated mind games with the United States. And my answer to this is, hey, we don't need this. Let's walk away from it. Let's walk away from this Israeli relationship. We really don't need this kind of nonsense.
Okay. Now, having said that, sir, let's bring this back around to your ominous prediction that you put into this article that you wrote. How far is Israel willing to go seeing this situation come about? How far, I mean, what, you say that she's ruthless, which I think that all of us here can agree upon that. The history of the last 60 years has aptly demonstrated that. How far is she willing to go bringing the United States into this situation?
Well, I think I think the concern that they would try what we call a false flag operation, where they would arm some, you know, Kurds or some of their own commandos, make them look like Iranians, have them using Iranian weapons, stage an attack on U.S. troops that would be very much traceable to Iran. I think they're quite capable of that. But I think on the other hand, as we discussed earlier, that Admiral Mullen's comment was kind of a shot across the bows, saying, look, we're aware of this possibility, and if anything happens, we're going to be looking at things very closely. At least that's what I hope it means.
Well, I don't want to sound too alarmist here, Mr. Giraldi, but I think that Israel is, former Congressman Paul Findley wrote, when he quoted an intelligence assessment that the United States commissioned, I believe it was within the last decade. And this assessment said that Israel was the most aggressive in terms of spying against the United States. And in characterizing the Mossad, they said absolute ruthlessness. Now, having said that, and with everything that we know about the spy scandals surrounding September 11th and whatnot, do you think that it is conceivable that Israel would go so far as to pull off another 9/11 here on American soil, and instead of airliners flying into buildings, we could see a city going up in a mushroom cloud?
Well, I would hate to even speculate on that because I don't have any evidence that they would do anything that ruthless. that would be sort of Armageddon, wouldn't it? I don't know. I mean, I can't see that. I can't see them being that ruthless or going to that extreme. But I think something in between that and maybe what we're talking about in terms of some kind of incident that would trigger a war with Iran or something like that, yeah, I can see that.
Phil Turney.
Yes, Mr. Giraldi, I was very interested and very deep in thought as I heard you talk and Mark ask you questions. Sir, what would you think, just hypothetically, would be the consequences on our young men and women out there manning their post on ships right now, if we did get into a war with Iran, what would be the consequences for these brave Americans with as many missiles as I understand Iran does have, and most of them are pretty sophisticated, I understand. Do you think that some of our ships would get sunk?
Yeah, Iran has very sophisticated cruise missiles they bought from China. They're called Silkworm missiles. And, yeah, I think there's no doubt that, some of our ships would get sunk. And there's also been concern expressed about even the vulnerability of our aircraft carriers, because one or two of them is frequently operating in the Straits of Hormuz, which are very narrow. And the options for a ship in that kind of situation are, much reduced. So I think
Mr. Grawley, I'm sorry to interrupt. We've got to go to a break here. Hold on just a second. We will be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Would you trade your freedom for a fresh tomato? Before you laugh, just look at the news headlines. The world food shortage is real and is happening right now. Are you prepared? Do you have a long-term food solution? Time is running out. Visit survivalistseeds.com. Learn how you can have healthy food for just 4 pennies a pound. The choice between abundance and starvation is made today, not when it's too late. Order from survivalistseeds.com today and get a free instructional video on how to make a portable water filter. That's survivalistseeds.com. Get 5,000 pounds of fresh food for 4 pennies a pound. Learn how to never run out of food at survivalistseeds.com. That's survivalistseeds.com. Remember, your lack of action today will determine your suffering after the collapse. Survivalistseeds.com. Because patriots never run out of food.
Gentlemen, this last segment of today's show. I want to apologize to Mr. Giraldi because he was only supposed to be on for 30 minutes and we have wound up keeping him here for a good hour. I'd like to have him on for the next 10 hours, but he has some things he has to take care of. Mr. Giraldi, we have a caller on the line who would like to ask you something if you're up for that. And it is Joe from Virginia. Come on up, Joe.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Joe?
Yes, hello. Okay, yeah, my question is there any evidence, and I point the finger at the Johnson administration and being complicit with this from the very beginning, and I'm just wondering if there's any evidence that this former analyst might know of, or maybe the sailor himself, that points to this being planned by the Johnson administration along with the Israelis?
Well, I defer to Phil on that one. I don't know of any evidence for complicity before the fact. There certainly was a lot of complicity after the fact, which to me equates to treason. But, Phil, do you have any insight in that?
Yes, I do. Well, what we do know, sir, is this. The airplanes were unmarked, jet aircraft. We got a message out within 15 minutes of the attack that we were under attack by unmarked jet aircraft.
They were Mirage 7s, weren't they?
Yeah, and they were sent. They were sent. Well, that's what the Israelis were using. And then Joe Tully, the captain of the Saratoga, sent rescue aircraft to come help us. They were recalled by Johnson, McNamara immediately. And now, if we didn't know who was attacking us, how did Johnson know who was attacking us? So yeah,
well,
I believe it's important.
Phil, it's important.
I'm a former analyst myself, okay, and you know that right there points a finger back at Johnson and say, "Hey, your government was involved in this, you know." And if you really want to get this can of worms open, you're going to have to go after the Johnson administration too. And
well,
that is what they're protecting. It's not just the Israelis; our government's protecting itself.
Well, I think it's important to point out that Johnson, when he justified pulling these planes back, he said, "I will not embarrass an ally." Now, as Phil pointed out, this shows that Johnson knew who was attacking. And and of course, this was before the men on the Liberty on board knew anything at all. So the fact that he would say it, if he hadn't said that, then I think that the case could be made that he didn't, maybe he didn't know beforehand. But the fact that he knew that it was Israel, and he said that we will not embarrass an ally, indicates that he knew what, pardon my French, knew what the hell was going on that day.
Well, yeah, he said he wanted that ship going to the bottom, according to a film that I've seen. And that was quoted by an admiral that was on the line at the time and was interviewed by another commentator of another different station. I mean, the protection is not for Israel in this case, per se, because they're willing to let it come out now that Israel did attack our ship. The protection is the fact that our government was complicit in this and let it go on without doing anything. And that is one thing the United States government will never do, is admit the fault.
Mm-hmm. Good point, Gil.
Okay, and like I said, I'm a former analyst, 15 years, and when I started looking at this stuff, just from what I could get my hands on, I turned my scope right at Lyndon Baines Johnson and said, "You son of a bitch." Okay,
well, I agree, and you know who I would add in that is every president since then, because every president has had the opportunity to use his office to bring restitution to this, and they haven't. Well, ladies and gentlemen, there's the music indicating that we are wrapping up this hour's program. Joe, thank you for your call. Mr. Giraldi, it was an honor and a pleasure having you on. I hope that we'll be able to have you on in the future and that the American people will listen to your very important warnings, because this is going to affect them as well. Everybody,
thank
stay tuned.
Having.
We will be back on in just a few minutes.
Shoving in the overdrive. I went through the pain. Let me tell you why I take